It's 5 Live on AM and FM around the UK, on digital and online. I'm Giles Dillnott, and we're up all night. The G20 represent 90% of the world's economies, and their meeting has many issues on the agenda. But will the European economy, and any lack of ideas how to handle it, dominate? We'll be looking at that in the light of Greece, which has a new prime minister, if not a new government, yet. We're told this result is the least worst option for European leaders. OK, but what does that mean for the Greeks? And Aung San Suu Kyi has been at a pop concert in Dublin in her honour. We'll ask the organisers why she's such an icon outside Burma and how much there is still to fight for in terms of political change inside Burma. First, though, those world leaders at the G20 summit were clearly relieved that Greek voters stepped back from the edge at the weekend and elected a government that supports painful reforms in exchange for a European Union bailout of the country's troubled economy. Fears that Greek voters would instead choose an anti-bailout government had threatened to cast a shadow over the summit. But what next for Greece? The leader of the party that won the election has started talks to form a coalition. New Democracy's Antonis Samaras has met leaders of the other two largest parties, but no deal on a coalition has yet been announced. Well, joining me now is Pierpaolo Barbieri, who has written extensively about Europe's financial crisis. And we're going to look at the political side as well. We'll talk to Roman Gerodamos, who is a senior lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University. Pierpaolo, though, do you think this result will calm the markets? Because there was a sort of short rally and then it sort of fell off. And I guess the question is whether if you force the Greeks into such austerity that they can't get the growth that effectively means they can pay the debt back, you've kind of self-defeated, haven't you?
Yes, in a way that is very true. But this is still the best result that Greeks could have hoped for in terms of having a government that is willing to work with Europe rather than against Europe in easing the terms of the bailouts. And we have seen promising signs from Germany and the European Central Bank, as well as the European Commission, that they will work with these new leaders in Greece far better than they would have otherwise if they had had an anti-Europe coalition led by Syriza. So in this sense, it's a good development.
Presumably, the clock is running on forming a coalition. If that takes too long, then once again, we're into uncertainty, which, of course, wobbles markets, and it's all linked.
Yes, but I would expect a coalition to be formed before Wednesday. You have Antonis Samaras, as you rightly said, as the largest winner in the election, but the third largest party, the PASOK, the Socialist Party, is committed to a coalition. And in a very positive development, one of the smaller parties that commands another 17 deputies, the Democratic Left, is likely to join as well. So they will have a comfortable majority in the Greek parliament.
The big question is how long it will last. Roman, do you think this government has got that will to make this work? Because effectively, there's no other choice really for them.
Indeed, there isn't any other choice. And I agree with Pierpaolo. I mean, this is definitely a good development in terms of stability for Greece and for the Eurozone as well. There seems to be determination to reach an agreement and form a coalition government, probably Wednesday or Thursday. The broader question of whether that can last long enough to, stabilize markets and reassure Greece's European partners, but also in longer term to implement some reforms is a good one. I think a lot will depend on who actually is included in that government, who features in that government. If it's a partisan government featuring sort of the traditional political order of Greece, then I wouldn't be too hopeful. If it is actually, if we see a culture shift, a paradigm change in the way political leaders in Greece are treating this, and they opt for a team of Greece's best politicians and technocrats, and that will be a first indication that they really mean business in terms of going out to the EU and securing a better deal.
I'd be interested in what both of you think on this. Roman, just stay with you for a moment.
Sure.
The question really comes down to those Greeks who are already facing a large amount of austerity, whether they can take any more. But one of the things that strikes me is that here there is a welter of thought from economists, politicians and commentators that it is inevitable eventually that Greece will have to leave the euro. That is not the case in Greece, even from people who are facing life on the breadline. It is not seen in Greece as inevitable, is it?
Indeed, it's not. I mean, the big majority, overwhelming majority of the Greek people want Greece to be at the heart of the Eurozone and the heart of European Union. They do want a bailout agreement, and they are in favour of reforms. The problem is that these reforms should do two things, which the current measures don't do. The first one is to be fair. So rather than hitting pensions and the working classes, they should hit tax evaders, and that's obviously easier said than done. And the other thing is to encourage growth and really, you know, the reconstruction of the country. So giving people a reason to bring back the money that they've deposited in foreign banks, giving them a good reason to invest back in their own country. So I definitely wouldn't say that Greece is destined to leave the Eurozone. Obviously, it has to work really hard to regain the trust of the markets and of its partners. I think it's possible, it's doable, but it will require a series of hard decisions, not necessarily just austerity measures. Well, yeah, for me, the main problem, obviously, is austerity, but it's not just that. It's really the failure of governance that is facing Greece.
Pierre Paolo, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, there's a question there about whether the Greeks can change their culture about this. I mean, just as one example that Roman was mentioning, tax avoidance, I believe there's an interesting stat I came across. There are about 500 registered swimming pools in Athens, but satellite pictures will tell you there's about 4,000 in existence, and I believe you have to pay a tax on a swimming pool. I mean, there is a cultural change that's got to take place, isn't there?
Right, absolutely. But the question is that you have to ask yourself is that change easier within the structure of Europe or outside of Europe? And I think that what's become clear over this process of long-drawn elections is that the Greeks do not want to do it outside of Europe. And I would agree it's much better to do this sort of adjustment with the support of European partners, as long as there is a little bit more of focus on growth rather than just austerity, than do it outside. Because the alternative is very much clear. The alternative is just to become Argentina, which is still 10 years after its unilateral default. It's very much outside markets. It's a pariah, implementing protectionist measures and not really trading with the world. So for the Greeks, the choice is whether to do the adjustment that, as you rightly say, is in a way inevitable within Europe or outside. And I would very much argue that it's easier for the Greeks, for their society, and ultimately for their future to do it within the structure of Europe.
It's a sort of three-stage hurdle, isn't it, with the hurdle getting higher each time. First of all, convince the Greek government that, actually they've got a handle on things. Then you've got to convince the Germans that actually this is working. And then you've got to convince the markets, who are hard enough to convince at the best of times.
Yeah, but for the moment, at least, you're protected because Greece is not going to the market. So at this point, they need to convince their European partners. And in this sense, the result of the election is very positive. Now the ball is in the court of the Europeans to come up with more of what I would call a quid pro quo strategy to reform, because they need to protect those countries that are moving in the right direction, like Spain or Italy. Because if not, the governments that are actually trying to make things better see the results in the market and are not reassured. So how do you protect them in a way that is effective? And in the case of Greece, it's just to empower the current people that are pro-Europe and do actually want to change the country, to tell them, look, we will make this easier for you rather than just be very negative. And in that way, empower those within Greece that are advocating to just, get out of Europe. I just wanted to say that right now it's very important for European leaders to come together at the EU summit on June the 28th and present a little bit of more of a balanced approach to austerity that includes growth measures like the French president is trying to advocate.
Roman, I just wanted to ask you, if you were a Greek and you wanted to talk to people, European leaders, who would you be wooing most? Would you go to Merkel and say, we'll accept the austerity? Would you be working with France and saying, we need a package for growth? Because there's a dilemma there.
There is indeed, and I'm sure the negotiators that will be in place, hopefully by next week, will be looking at that. I mean, I've got someone, one of the two in mind, but I think the best approach would really to persuade both, because I don't think any decision will be reached in the European Union until or unless both of these countries are, of these leaders are happy. So both, fiscal discipline and growth are not necessarily mutually exclusive, and they are compatible under certain circumstances. I mean, I absolutely agree with what Pierre Paolo said. Both sides need to make some compromises. Maybe the language of renegotiation isn't the ideal one, because it communicates the message that Greece is really trying to just get a better deal for free. Perhaps the best thing to do would be to look at it from a different perspective of collaborating. And I do think that one of the most important things that the European Union can do is offer Greece Greece much more assistance in terms of governance, in terms of at the micro level, you know, helping with sort of tax systems and public administration. It's not just about throwing money, it's about really closer European integration and how that can help governance. And these questions aren't just Greece's problems. They're questions being faced by really most countries, many different countries.
Indeed they are, and they'll be discussed at the G20, no doubt, which is what we'll turn to. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen. Pierpaolo Barbieri there and Roman Gerardimos there from Bournemouth University.